Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in on Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. For those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi, WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you could be with us. And then those tuning in on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, glad you all could join us as well. Our next guest and I were just talking. It's actually been a little over 4 years since Steve Repack was on our program. He has a brand new book out this year that I think is great for all of us. It's great because all of us are dealing with money. We all know what it's like to have money issues and, of course, to be able to deal with that when it comes to our family. His new book is called The 6-Week Money Challenge for Your Personal Finances. We're going to talk to Steve, who is a financial planner as well as an author, what it's been like for him to realize these principles for himself, but also what it's been like for him now through this book and through his speaking engagements to be able to share them with others. Now, a lot of what we'll be discussing is faith-based, which I think is so great for especially individuals of faith who are trying to look at this world and think, okay, you know, we have to have money. You know, what resources are out there? How can we better use our resources? And more importantly, how can we be of benefit to others? We're going to talk to Steve about his own realization about that, but also, of course, what he hopes you're able to take away from it. Steve, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Cyrus, thank you so much for having me back on. I really appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, well, look, the pleasure's definitely all mine. As I said, you know, you and I were just talking about it. It was actually April of 2012, I'm sorry, when the last time that you were on our program. And, you know, this book, I think, you know, could not be more timely. Of course, all of us, you know, are thinking about money and finances and taking care of ourselves and our families. What has it been like for you, Steve, to be able to not only address what is a sensitive topic, but to do it in a way that is not only practical, but really, I think, is beneficial for people if they're willing to do the work you present?
You know, it was so awesome to write. It's like one of those God things that I just felt that he put in my heart to write. Because when my first book came out, The Dollars and Uncommon Sense, one of the principles I talked about in the book was the 10-10-80 rule, which was, you know, you give 10%, you save 10%, you live off the rest. And so I had biblical principles in my first book, but it was more like a military style type of book. And you know, I was on the 700 Club, and I had all these different ministries that were reaching out to me on my first book. And it was like one of those things that I just really felt God moving me to, you know, not just to write just more of a faith-based book, but it's not just for people of, you know, it doesn't matter what faith you are, you're able to take something out of it, but it's just something,
sure,
that I was really moved in. I just felt really strongly to write something.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's great, as I said, Steve, it's great that you're able to use your own, you know, your own platform, you know, which is based on your faith, and to be able to share that, because I think, you know, for a lot of people, you know, that they read the scriptures and they say, and they, of course, realize, as you have been able to point out, you know, the amount of times that money and issues related to money are mentioned. So we know the importance of it no matter who we are, but also, of course, there is that balance of, okay, you know, taking care of ourselves and then, of course, taking care of family responsibilities and then knowing what we're supposed to do for others. Have you kind of found that people who have read the book, I've heard you talk about it, you know, are really excited about the fact that this is a way that they can be able to do it in a way that is not only practical, but also is broken down in a sense that they don't feel overwhelmed by it?
Yeah, just a lot of great feedback. Because we're all in different areas with our finances. Some people, you know, they might have a ton of credit card debt, or you know, their finances might be good, but they just need some type of financial challenge. But this book is definitely relevant for all people. And like I said, it's not one of those where, you know, if somebody's preaching to you, because I left the Army with $32,000 worth of credit card debt, so I know exactly what it feels like to live paycheck to paycheck, a ton of debt, messed up credit, nothing in, you know, retirement or savings. And like I said, I just felt God just moving me to write something where people can, you know, read something that is not so complicated or all this jargon where you're like, what is this guy even talking about? But make things practical, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's not what we know but what we do that actually determines our results. And that's why I made this book as like a challenge where you actually have to physically do stuff, like, you know, order a copy of your, you know, credit report. And, you know, one of the challenges is, you know, to shop around for the best rate. So it's not just giving you a bunch of information, but actually challenge you to complete, you know, the different challenges I have in each chapter. So, you know, at the end of the 6 weeks, your finances are going to be in a much better place than, you know, what you started with.
Exactly. And I think, again, that's one of the great things. One of the things I want to actually read what you wrote in the book, Steve, for those who have the print edition, it's on page 38. If you don't have the book yet, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself, but definitely make a note of this. This is what Steve talks about when it comes to that first quote-unquote challenge. Whenever I speak to audiences, I tell them that I can't change how much money they have in the bank right this second. But if I can change the way they think and the things they do with their time and money, they can accomplish any financial goal. You go on to talk about priorities, Steve, and then you say this. Your first challenge is to start spending some time with God. One of the best ways is by reading His Word. Start spending time helping and serving others in order to put some perspective in your life. Spend time on your finances. Reassess the way you think about giving and understand that the richest people in the world are not the ones with the most money in the bank, but those who give their time and money to help others. I also want to let you in on a little secret. Every wealth builder I have ever worked for was extremely generous with his or her time and wealth. And that is something I think that a lot of people don't think of. When they think about wealth, when they think about riches, they automatically think about a dollar amount. What has it been like for you, Steve, even in your own life, to realize that that is not going to be the defining thing when it comes to who you are and what you represent?
Yeah, you know, that, and it's so ironic because I'm in the money business, and the thing is that I understand that money doesn't buy you happiness, and money gives you choices. And you know, when we think about biblically, why should be a better steward with with your finances, is that so you could be more effective in ministry. And like I said, God didn't put me on the earth to make a whole bunch of money, and He didn't put me on this earth to make a whole bunch of money for my clients. I mean, it's basically to share my passions and share my faith and just using my past experiences, saying that, hey, you know, somebody with messed up finances, you know, all I did was, you know, apply biblical principles. You know, I started giving, you know, I started saving, you know, I started taking accountability and responsibility for my finances. And you know, it's like it says, it's so cool. Like, you know, you read through the Bible, God just uses, you know, people that you just wouldn't think of that to do his good work. And like I said, I'm prime example. You know, I left the military with so much credit card debt, and God opened the door with finances. And it's just so cool just to see how, you know, that you can just transform, you know, your life just by, you know, spending more time with God and just doing the right things. Because at the end of the day, you know, money is just not gonna buy you happiness. And you can turn on the television and watch, you know, read magazines, and it's, you know, people that make a lot of money, movie stars and, you know, musicians. I mean, they make a ton of money and they end up bankrupt, or they, you know, overdoses on drugs. And you know, I think culture, we just kind of, we're kind of a little bit, you know, we look at the people that we think that are successful, and we just need to understand that a lot of people that they might put something, you know, on the outside where they look successful and happy, but they're really hurting on the inside. And like I says, money is just not going to buy you happiness. It's just going to give you choices, and we just want to, you know, be good stewards of our financial resources. And if we make good, you know, choices, we end up with good results.
Right. Definitely want to talk about more, Steve, because you also talk about, of course, the unforeseen occurrences that kind of befall us all and why it's important to be prepared for those. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back to our program today financial planner and author Steve Repack. He's the author of the new book, 6-Week Money Challenge for Your Personal Finances. And this really is going into all areas of your life, I think, what Steve's been able to share in this book, what he's been able to glean in his own life, and then, of course, now what he's been able to share with others. You know, I think the other thing is, and I was having this conversation with a friend of mine recently, Steve, about, you know, one thing about me as a single guy, you know, I was taught very early on about the importance of saving, not only for the quote-unquote rainy day, but because anything can happen. Any kind of emergency may come up for yourself or a loved one or even a friend. And, you know, you don't want to be just, you know, left out there, you know, going from paycheck to paycheck. You know, you, and one of the things I noticed when I was prepping for your segment in the video you did and talking about the book, you shared, you know, leaving service and having those thousands of dollars, even as you alluded to here, of debt. But it all began with a little thing. It all began with that card that you got, you know, and then, of course, being able to build up from there. You know, what has that been like for you to share with people about the importance of realizing, I mean, the debt is another thing the Bible talks about the importance of limiting that debt, but also, of course, making sure that they are saving up for what they'll need and what they can do to benefit others.
You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that it's you earn more interest by having money in a savings account instead of paying it to a credit card. And I think a lot of times, like, since we just use credit cards as a convenience, and we just don't realize how much trouble we can get. And I think of the analogy of a fireplace. You know, a fireplace, you know, it can keep you warm, but if you're not careful, I mean, a fire, you know, could burn down your house. And it's the same thing with debt. You know, it's like in the Bible, the Bible doesn't forbid you to have debt, but it definitely, you know, tells you to, you know, be careful of it. And, I think of debt. There's only basically three times where I think that it's okay to get debt, maybe buying a house, if a kid's education or starting a business. But a lot of times we get into debt for very bad reasons, just credit card debt or going on a vacation. And like I says, and it just adds up. Most people just don't get, for me, I didn't get into debt $32,000 overnight. It started off with a little $500 star card in the military, and then I had $1,000, and then I had $2,000, and it just kind of snuck up on me. And after 12 years, I left the military with $32,000 of credit card debt, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get this paid off. And like I said, you just have to be very careful, and just like I said, you buy stuff to make you feel good in the short term, and just continue on to buy stuff to make yourself happy. And I think that's, we look at culture and we think, the new pair of shoes, the new car, the new this, the new iPhone, the new whatever, that's what's going to make us happy. And we just fail to realize that it's only going to make you happy for a little bit, and then you're back at the stores buying stuff to get that good feeling again.
Right, for sure. And I think, again, as you mentioned, it's all about that perspective. Week four is about savings and investments. So Steve, you write this on page 88 of the book. When dealing with, of course, the topic of things that can happen, you say this: another reason it's important to save can be found in this verse, and then you reference 1 Timothy 5:8. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Then you ask the question, how prepared would you be to take care of your relatives, especially those in your own household, if you were living paycheck to paycheck with nothing in your savings account? Unfortunately, that is the reality for a lot of people, Steve. What has it been like for you to see people being honest with themselves about the answer to that question?
It's like we just want to be better prepared because, God tells us that there's going to be wars and famines and natural disasters and, recessions, and there's always going to be bad things that are going to happen, and God wants us to prepare for them. And like I said, a lot of times we become complacent, things are going good, we're making good money, and we just don't think about, the good times are eventually going to have to end. And, the people that are prepared for them, they're just able to handle those types of, emergencies a lot better. And like I said, it just puts you in a better place. You got your emergency savings. That's not going to, get you a new job, but that's definitely going to create a lot less stress knowing that, hey, I got a couple months to find me a new job, and it's not the end of the world. And like I said, you just want to be better prepared for the stuff. And it's, reading the Bible tells us to do that. And, even if you don't read the Bible, I'm telling you that there's, we're all about two paychecks away from losing everything, and you just got to be prepared for things like that.
Steve, I don't script this show, but I always, if it's a question that I, plan on asking or have thought about myself, I typically try to give the guest a heads up because I don't like for people to feel caught off guard or put on the spot, because I know I don't like to be put that way. One of the things I mentioned to you before I went into this, of course, and people can tell it even in this conversation, is that your faith has played a big part in this book. Your feelings about Scripture and applying them in your life has played a big part into this book. As you said, people know you as a financial planner, as a motivational speaker, as someone who's an author. I mean, was it an obvious thing for you that you were going to let your faith and how your faith has guided you to this place be such a big part of not only this book, but also in the way that you talked about this book?
to tell you the truth, I mean, it's one of those scary things, because whenever you're writing, it's like I didn't go to school. I don't have a degree in theology, so it's like, you know, I got a little nervous when I thought about this. That, hey, you know, I'm gonna write something about faith, and you know, there's a lot smarter people out there with doctorates in theology and things that, you know, they probably read, you know, they really know their stuff. And so I have doubt just like everybody else. And like I said, it's one of those things where it's like the faith where I felt God moving me, and it's like one of those things is that God has blessed me so much, and it's not just financially that He's blessed me, but He's just blessed me with able to go to work every day and to do something that I really love and that I'm really passionate about, and that affects people's lives. And it's like so cool when you're talking to somebody that, you know, they're in their 50s and they've never been able to save money, and you know, they're starting to save, or you talk to a single mom that's like so overwhelmed with credit card debt, and you know, they email you like 9 months later saying, hey, I got my first credit card paid off, and you know, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it just makes you feel good that, you know, that you're helping others. Because at the end of the day, that's what's really important. Because on your deathbed, you're not going to be thinking about how much money I have in the bank, but you're going to think about, you know, what type of difference did you make in other people's lives. I mean, that's what, you know, what we're here for. I mean, we're here to help others. We're not here to live a selfish life. And like I said, the people that understand that, I mean, they're just so much joyful. Because like I said, I know a lot of people with a ton of money, and they have their priorities in the wrong place, and they're just miserable people. And I know people that they really don't have a lot, but they're the most joyous people because they got their priorities right.
Yeah. Speaking of priorities, early on in the book, to tie in with the question I asked you, with week one, what Steve does with each of the weeks is you have the financial principles, and of course you're able to have the challenges. Week one, it's very interesting, and I'm sure if I was taking a financial literacy class, and if the instructor said to me that, you know, for the next 6 weeks I want you to spend 15 minutes reading the New Testament, I would, you know, probably think, am I in the right class? I mean, talk to us about why you feel as though that is important for, as people are taking this challenge throughout the 6 week money challenge, that they make the reading of the Bible, in particular the New Testament, a part of that.
You know, like I said, it doesn't make financial sense, but it's one of those God things. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, is that we are so bombarded with culture and the lies that we hear on television, the music that we listen to, is that we need the Word of God to speak in our lives. And it's like I said, I'm not telling you that, hey, you need to sit down there and read your Bible for an hour, or you need to, you know, you need to be praying all day. I'm just saying that you need to change your behaviors, and that's what it comes down to. Is that, you know, if I can start, you know, reading the Bible a little bit more, now I can see what God says about money. I can see what, you know, what God says about relationships and helping others, and basically my behaviors are changing. Because most people, I mean, the reason that their finances or their lives are messed up is because they do the same thing over and over again, and they expect things to be different. But when you start doing things differently, you start getting different results. So, you know, number one, I need to read my Bible, you know, even if it's like 5 minutes. You know, I did this this video series where it's 1 minute with God, where, you know, I read a verse, we talk about the verse, and then we pray, but just 1 minute. And you say, well, what is 1 minute? Well, it's better than spending no minutes. You know, it's like you don't want to start off running. You might have to start with crawling, and it's just getting into different habits. And that's what it comes down to, is that if we can change your habits, then you can start changing your results. If you keep on doing the same old, you know, nothing's going to change for you.
Exactly. And the other thing is, another thing, we didn't get into it much here, but I think another part of the planning, and then, of course, you know, some things, as you talk about in the book, Steve, are not going to be fixed in the 6 weeks. Of course, people may not get out of debt in the 6 weeks, but the foundation may be laid there. Credit is another thing that you discussed in the book, as you alluded to, even for yourself. You know, it's one of those things. But also, I think there are the conversations. I've had to have them, unfortunately, this year with some immediate family members passing away, realizing their financial situations were not in order, the importance of planning in other ways for our family. I mean, those, again, are not easy conversations to have. How did you go about it in discussing with your family the importance of making plans if you are incapacitated, or if, you know, something were to happen to you, making sure that a will was in place? Or, I mean, how did you go about doing it, and what has it been like for you to realize that you need to share this with other people to make sure that they're prepared as well?
You know, it's like, it's kind of funny. When I was on my, when I was 21 years old, I had a friend that was 26. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this person's old. And, you know, you just have that weird type of thinking. But as you get older, you kind of start, you hopefully get wiser. And like I said, just in the field that I'm working in, is that it's like, it can leave a mess if you don't have your wills in place, or, and you just don't think about this stuff. You know, you might be in your early 30s and you're thinking, gosh, I'm not going to die. But, you know, you might have a child, you know, you might be married with a child, and all of a sudden you and your spouse gets in a car accident and dies, and, you know, who's going to take care of your child? So it's the stuff that we just don't think about, and you just need to be prepared for it. And, you know, a lot of times, like I said, we just don't think about that type of, you know, I need to be planning if I get in a car accident, or, hey, if I'm connected to machines, do I want them to take me off of life support? But if you have that stuff into place, it's going to make it a lot easier on the people that are that you leave behind. Because at the end of the day, if you're dead, it really doesn't matter because you're dead. But the people that you leave behind, I mean, if you really want to leave a mess for them, then you just don't worry about it. But if you want to say, hey, I want to make it easier on them because I don't want to have to go through all this junk, that's just stuff that you got to plan for. And
I think that is so true. And again, you know, it goes for all of us. I think that's the thing, making sure that we're doing our part, for sure. So when people finish the book, six-week money challenge for your personal finances, and as I said earlier, it can really affect all areas of your life. What is your hope, Steve, that it will do in setting that foundation and getting them to looking at their lives, money, and their finances, you know, and responsibilities differently?
You know, I think of it like this, is that we all become complacent, and it's like one of these books where, you know, you pick it up, and it may be, you know, you might have to pick it up 6 months from now. It's something that you just got to do, because when we think of changes in our lives, like if we want to be in better health or finances, it has to be one of those lifestyle changes. It's not like, oh, I just changed my finances for 6 weeks and my finances will be good for the rest of your life. It'd be the same thing, you know, going to the gym. You don't go to the gym for 6 weeks. It has to be a lifestyle change, and like we just become complacent, and we just fall back into old habits. And, you know, my hopes for the book is to really challenge people to really take a look at their finances, because I know that if they take these principles and apply them, I know that they work. I mean, I know it. I mean, people tell me that they work. I've been doing this long enough to know that they work. And like I said, I just want people that, you know, not to be going through life, you know, stressing over finances and stressing because they're in so much debt, or stressing because they haven't enough money saved up. Because like I said, you know, if you have your finances in order, you're going to be a better spouse, you can be a better parent, you can be a better coworker, you're just better all around. But if your finances are a mess, if, like I said, you got a ton of credit card debt, you know, all you're thinking about is, gosh, how am I going to pay this debt off? You can be a pretty miserable person, and then the people that are around you are going to be miserable also. So, you know, what I want to do is just to motivate people to make changes in their lives that, in order for them to be better stewards of the financial resources. Like I says, if they can do that, you know, I just truly believe that, you know, their lives are going to be a lot better than, you know, if they, you know, instead of just going through life and just being totally lost.
Right, for sure. For sure. A lot of great information. Again, everyone, Steve Repack has been our guest. The book is 6 Week Money Challenge for Your Personal Finances. It's available right now through our friends at Amazon.com, either in print or you can get the Kindle edition right now to go ahead in one click. Steve, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
You know, they can go to my website, steverepack.com, or be a friend on Facebook. They can follow me on Twitter at Steve Repack. But like I said, I just have a lot of great information that are out there. And like I said, on my Facebook page, it's Steve Repack Author. I mean, right now I'm going through my 6 week daily devotional. It's 42 devotions that you just watch, you know, just for 1 minute each day. And it's just a way to spend time with God, learn a little bit about finances, and you know, just get, you know, starting off your day right. And like I said, it just comes down to having better, you know, better habits, better behaviors, better choices. And if you do that stuff, you start getting better results.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Definitely make sure you all are staying connected with Steve on all the different platforms. We've tagged him on Facebook, on Twitter for you guys to make it easy for you, as well as on LinkedIn and Google+ as well. So make sure you all are definitely staying connected with Steve. Steve, thank you so much for the time. I really do appreciate your stopping by. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to having you back on.
Cyrus, thank you so much for having me on, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Steve, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.